I'm Paul Karuba, and this is your sound check. Beetlemania spread out into the solar system earlier in December when the International Astronomical Union named a 59-mile impact crater on Mercury after John Lennon. His name, along with the legendary opera singer Enrico Caruso and romantic composer Hector Berlioz, is one of the 9 new ones added to the list of 114 other artists, composers, writers, and musicians' names gracing craters on the planet closest to the sun. NASA's Messenger spacecraft has been orbiting Mercury since 2011, and the team uses the names as shorthand to study the planet's pockmarked surface. There's a whole lot of Jack White news. A sophomore solo record from the former White Stripe may be in the works. In an online chat with fans, White said, quote, "I'm producing 2 albums this month and finishing them. One of them is mine." The as-yet-undefined project will be a follow-up to White's 2012 solo debut, Blunderbuss. White also recently announced plans to put out a new record with his defunct supergroup, Dead Weather, sometime in 2015. And over the weekend, his label Third Man said it'll be putting out a whole slew of White Stripe's reissue singles on vinyl. Annie Clark, the former Dallasite better known as Saint Vincent, just gave us another preview of her upcoming self-titled record. The funky avant-disco track's called Digital Witness, and it features Dap Kings drummer Homer Steinweiss and Mackenzie Smith from the Denton band Midlake on percussion. Saint Vincent's new record is out February 25th. In Austin, I'm Paul Karuba.